is nobody cares about it. It's stuck in a drawer, and it's not considered this sacred document that's put under bulletproof glass, and people rhapsodize about it. July 4th itself is not really celebrated all that much until the 1790s. So there's this kind of dramatic painting by Trumbull. It gives us this false notion that there was a drumbeat, and then the Declaration was dropped. It's the 1790s. When the parties are forming, when the Jeffersonian Republicans are facing off against the Federalists, and the Jeffersonian Republicans fancy themselves as, you know, small d Democrats, the party of the people, and they think of Hamilton's Federalists as the monarchists, the people that really want to reinstate or at least bring back some of the vestiges of monarchy. It's really ugly. Politics was not, or dirty politics and angry and ugly politics was not invented yesterday. It's been with us for a long, long time. And here's Jefferson being depicted by the Federalists burning the Constitution, or trying to burn the Constitution, and the bald eagle is intervening. So when you are under attack, and when your guy is under attack, Jefferson, you begin to pump him up. And you begin to say, you know, he's the guy that wrote the Declaration of Independence, the people's document, and he is our man, and he's being unfairly treated. And so there's this kind of late reverence for the Declaration of Independence in the 1790s, early 1800s, and slowly but surely we start to reverence the document, slowly becomes this sacred document, and we start to celebrate the 4th of July on a regular basis, and it becomes part of our national heritage. But it's not from the, you know, there's not a whole lot of July 4thing going on in 1777 or 1787. It's an evolving tradition. And then when Jefferson, when he plans for his death, being Jefferson, of course, he says, this is what I want on my tombstone. And he puts down the three things he thinks are the most important, leading off, of course, is the Declaration of Independence. So we eventually get to see it as an important thing. Now, let's take a quick second here to look at the long-term significance. I think I could stop now and you'd see the Declaration is pretty important. The long-term significance is that people take it and use it. And they use it for their own purposes. Here's Elizabeth Cady Stanton. She convenes the Women's Rights Convention, 1848, Seneca Falls, New York, and rewrites in the early, you know, takes the Declaration of Independence, kind of heretical, and rewrites it as a feminist manifesto, and writes right at the very beginning that all men and women are created equal. And people laugh at it, but it becomes this kind of marker that's put down, and eventually women's rights becomes a real thing, suffrage becomes a real thing, and so forth. And she had a reference point to which to make that point. Right? And I love this cartoon. This is from, I think, 1915. So almost 100 years later, there's a suffragist who's rewriting the Declaration of Independence. And notice Thomas Jefferson's looking on. And notice...